So my wish as a choreographer would be that my Madame Bovary stays as a perfume.
Kantinengespräche. Der Podcast des Tiroler Landestheaters Innsbruck.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu unserem Podcast Kantinengespräche. Heute mit unserem Direktor der Tanzkompanie Enrique Gasser-Walger und der Tänzerin Lara Brandli. Mein Name ist Alina Paratscher, ich bin Dramaturgin am Tiroler Landestheater und begrüße Sie hier zu unserem Podcast. Hier geht es jetzt um das Tanzstück Madame Bovary, ursprünglich ein Roman von Gustave Flaubert, welcher für die Bühne adaptiert wird. Im Mittelpunkt steht Emma Bovary, die sich an der Seite ihres Ehemanns Charles, einem bescheidenen Arzt aus der Normandie, langweilt. Sie sehnt sich nach einem aufregenden Leben, das sie aus den zahlreichen Liebes- und Abenteuerromanen kennt, die sie gelesen hat. Voller Sehnsucht stürzt sie sich in Affären mit anderen Männern, von denen sie jedoch ebenfalls enttäuscht wird. Hochverschuldet, emotional und finanziell gebrochen, nimmt sich Madame Bovary das Leben, indem sie sich selbst mit Arsen vergiftet. Mit Madame Bovary wurde Gustave Flaubert berühmt. Das Werk gilt bis heute als Meilenstein der Romanliteratur und als einer der ersten Romane überhaupt. Der Schriftsteller arbeitete ganz für 5 Jahre an dem Werk, was sich gerade in der besonders detaillierten sprachlichen Gestaltung bemerkbar macht. Gustave Flaubert beschuldigt Emma nicht, sondern spricht ganz unparteiisch über ihre Affären und Ausflüchte mit einem naturalistischen Blick. Er beschreibt minutiös das Geschehen rund um diese geplagte Frau und eröffnet so den Lesenden einen Einblick in ihre Welt. Nun werde ich den beiden Gästen des Podcasts ein paar Fragen stellen. Beide sprechen zwar Deutsch, fühlen sich aber im Englischen wohler. Enrique, wie war es für dich, diese so starke, aber doch zerbrechliche Frau auf die Bühne zu stellen? How do you feel about putting the strong but fragile woman on stage?
Well, I do have a extreme talented dancers in my company. The women of my company, they are very sensitive how to approach any theme, any drama. They are as actresses, very, very talented, and they can really good dance and express with their body emotions. So fragile and passionate and erotic was really not difficult for us.
What inspired you to make this piece of dance out of the novel?
Well, in my work I did take many times a woman figure, and I think that I try to, so I spend my whole life trying to understand women. So it's no question that I'm gonna try this also as an artist.
Is it hard to understand women?
For me it is, although my mom tried to help me a lot.
Which music did you choose to characterize Emma?
Well, I tried the Impressionismus, I tried Mit Debussy, I tried with Satie. I tried, of course, all French composers, and I am a fan of this time and about this type of music. It's very expressive.
What's your favorite type of music?
Well, I don't know. They're all of them really beautiful music, I have to say. Maybe Reverie or Deux Arabesques. How is it called?
Deux Arabesques. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Reverie is also beautiful.
I love the Fauré Requiem.
Also, no choose.
There's the chandelier on stage that appears, vanishes, and reappears, and also a lot of open doors. What symbolizes this chandelier and the doors?
So the open doors for us is the trying to escape a reality and going to another room that is full of fantasy and romance. And the chandelier is the materialismus, is what the reality means, how a dream can be broken in 100 pieces of glass.
So it just
breaks. It breaks.
You have 5 different women dancing Bovary. Why?
Because actually I believe that every woman could be a Bovary. I think that every woman dreamed to have the perfect romance, dream about the perfect erotic encounter, dream about the right guy, dream about having a life full of emotions and passion. That's the novel, a romance, a fantasy and life in the best form can become like this.
So do you dream about a romantic, passionate life too?
Of course not. Like every woman has, as you said, I guess. But, I mean, I do think that it's also a very, now it's very common to be unsatisfied in life in general. So it's, there is not only the beauty of the dream, there is also the fact of never being happy now. So the more you have, the more you want. So I find the roman and the theme about the psychology of Emma very, very actual, actually. So there is both sides. There is the beauty, but there is also the... it's very sad somehow, and it's very frustrating. So,
and I have to say that it's not just for women. I think men, yeah. We have also, we also dream of a better, adventurous and fantasy full life, finding the right one.
It's just that women are much more open with feelings. So women are very exaggerated with expressing feelings, I guess. So that's why also. And at that time, putting a woman in a role like that was very strong, no? Was very, I mean, the Flaubert got a trial for that, no? Because she's a very, very strong character and she's a woman. So yeah, of course, men also, but it's much more typical.
Yes, and it's unfortunately still actual. So the women should be totally free to express what they would like to have in life.
But I agree totally, because also Charles is, maybe he dreamed of romantic, of the escape too, but he didn't get it and he didn't even express it.
Yeah.
Because he's a man, he can't express feelings, as you said.
Charles is a beautiful character, because yeah. The guy never gave up. So even after her death, she understood her. So he found out all the lovers she had, and still he loved her to death. And for Charles, that was his fantasy, the fantasy of having this woman in love with him.
As you said before, he read the letters afterwards, after she died, and he wasn't shocked. He was, he still loved her, and that's, wow.
He put himself in peace, because in the book he says at the end he meets Rodolfo, so he meets the last lover of the wife, and he says, the only phrase he can say, he says, is the fault of fate. So la fatalità, no? He says, and this is a very strong sentence. And between all what he could have said, so it gives the fault to life. So
yeah, that's the ultimate love. So exactly. I guess if you really, really love somebody, and this person betrays you, and you understand that it did because this person needs something else, and you just don't forgive her. You understand her and you allow it, and you think, okay, my love doesn't change for her, but she needs something else.
So it's even more than love. It's
yeah.
That's the ultimate love, yeah.
Flaubert once said, Emma Bovary, that's me, Emma Bovary, c'est moi. How can people today relate to Emma?
A lot is the unfulfilled dreams, the unfulfilled fantasies, what we believe that we would deserve, or that we would want, or that we want to live or experience. There is a lot of Emma in all of us.
We see it in the end very beautifully, when every woman on stage is Emma. So we're all Emma.
That's right. I am Emma too.
Flaubert needed 55 months to write his book. How long did you work on it?
So yeah, we worked in the rehearsal for like 5 weeks, and the getting ready, the concept and the piece, it took longer. We planned it between all our productions, but I have to say that I got from my side a top help from my team, and also from my dancers, one of them Lara Brandi, for example.
So I want to ask you some more personal questions. You've danced 11 years with Enrique together. How did you develop and grow, and how was it going to the studio every day and working together?
But that's, I think, is the most beautiful part of our job. So being in the studio every day and still confronting yourself with the technique, with the emotional side of your job, with growing as a person and as an artist. But I think one of the most important thing in the theater or with Enrique was the chances I had on stage to dance, because I do believe that a dancer gets really better and better while you are in the performance. So when you are in contact with your public, with your colleagues on stage, or I don't know, something happens and you have to find the solution through the way. So, and here that was very present. So we danced really a lot, and I I personally had a lot of roles to interpret. So, yeah, of course, it's a beautiful path. Was a beautiful path.
So you grew together.
We did grow together. Yeah. As I, of course, one of my duties is to teach my dancers to dance better, to improve themselves. But over the years, I noticed that I learn it as much as they do in the process.
You also dance Madame Bovary. How do you want to portray the character?
It's a very special time this time because usually so we are five, right? So, and I am the last one. So it means that I do a whole ballet, so 1 hour or more of ballet, being someone else, so being part of the village people. And then I have to enter in the character very suddenly and very fast without having had 1 hour of the ballet in this character. So I have to try to follow the story inside myself and then get on stage and be already at the point, because I'm at the point where Emma decides to die. So she had all the developing before that I didn't feel myself, no? So I just realized that it was harder than I thought, because I never experienced something like this. So I just tried to enter on stage already in the state of mind and state of heart that she must have at that moment of her life. So I'm still at the premiere is on Saturday, so I'm still looking for developing it.
That's very impressive. I wanted to ask you this next question, that you dance this very tragic moment, because it's you who takes the arsenic and dies, and you don't have to grow the character, you just let her die, kind of.
That's the thing, it is somehow special, and I didn't think about that until the moment that I had to do the ballet from beginning until the end on stage, because in reality we created my part very at the end of the process, so I was a bit shocked myself when I did it the first time, because I'm used to really develop a character, and this time I don't have this opportunity. But the way Enrique wanted to do it in the ballet is also a very special way. So the poison is a lover as well. So at the end, I do dance a love pas de deux with him. So it is a milder way of... So of course, she must have taken the poison in a flash of courage and of... madness, but in the ballet is done in another way, so it is very sweet somehow. So I think this helps as well. It helps me.
What's left after her death?
A dream. The dream that we all have. The dream that how could have been, how could have lived, how we could have kissed. It is in every relationship that dies, there is always the thought, maybe we should have kissed different.
We can also hear your voice during the piece of, yeah. You read some quotes from Madame Bovary in French. How did you choose these quotes?
I don't know, we see together. I read the book this summer, and I was really fascinated from the way it was written. And I did remember some parts that touched me, or somehow I did remember which moment of the book fitted with the moments. Somehow we thought to put a transition with the text, and I just went back to look for them, and yeah, that's it.
It clicked.
Somehow.
So the last questions I want to ask both of you, how could the story have ended differently? Or was a happy ending possible for her?
No.
I don't think so either.
It was her story, her way.
She made the best way out, I guess, somehow. Especially how it's done in the ballet. No?
Today, watching the main rehearsal with lights, with costumes, with everything, my wish as a choreographer would be that my Madame Bovary stays as a perfume. So for the public, it stays in the memory as the perfume of the last production.
Thank you for your time and for the talk, and all the best for the opening night of Madame Bovary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Einen Dank auch an Sie, liebe Zuhörerinnen und Zuhörer. Vielen Dank, dass Sie dabei waren und dass Sie sich für die letzte Produktion im Tiroler Landestheater von Enrique Gasavalga, Madame Bovary, interessieren. Wir freuen uns auf Sie und Madame Bovary.
Kantinengespräche. Der Podcast des Tiroler Landestheaters Innsbruck.